What's one thing nobody knows about Freestyle Love Supreme?
That's the voice of Lin-Manuel Miranda. You may recognize him from this. You know that little musical on Broadway called Alexander Hamilton. Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Stephen. Before Hamilton was sweeping the Tonys, there was Freestyle Love Supreme.
So Freestyle Love Supreme kind of started the same time that In the Heights, when we were working on the musical before it went to Broadway.
This is Anthony, one of the members of Freestyle Love Supreme.
And it was like, hey, let's have a jam session, let's relax, let's take a break. And I was doing a lot of improv, and I was like, Lin, you finally graduated, do this freestyle rap thing with me. And he did, and we started doing shows at the Pit, and like we didn't have a name for a long time. And then I was finally like, oh, I got a name. Let's, because I played jazz trombone and I love jazz music. I was like, let's be called Freestyle Love Supreme, you know, to pay respects.
Did anyone?
And that other voice you're hearing is UTK, one of the other members. You might also recognize him from Pitch Perfect.
Did anyone?
They hated it.
Did they?
I mean, literally everyone was like, that's the stupidest name I've ever heard.
They really, that's
oh, Lin was just like, no way can we call it that. It's, no one's gonna get it. It doesn't sound like an actual rap group in any way. And I was like, yeah, but we're not really like a rap group, you know?
Did you think it grew on people, or do you think
Definitely. I think at this point now, I mean, I think it took like a year or two for them to warm up to it, for like Lin and Chris Jackson and Bill to warm up to it. I think Bill actually might still think it's a dumb name.
Yeah. I mean,
he hates everything.
Here's the thing, you guys thought of the name before Twitter, and the name itself just fills up all 140 characters,
yeah.
So we can't really promote ourselves at all.
Yeah.
But otherwise, good job.
Ramen.
Ramen. Before we're ramen, we're ramen. We're non-stopping. It is the perfect meal for a free show. Even before CISO, we would eat that, not other miso soups. We needed that ramen sauce. We need the noodles with the eggs. And yeah, the applause. I feel like everybody knows everything about Freestyle Love Supreme because when your raw material is just your brain and audience suggestions, what comes out is sometimes deeply personal. I think everyone has heard about my first kiss. Everyone has heard Anthony and I fight about whether to live on the East Coast or West Coast. Yeah. The things that come out are the stuff we really deal with in our everyday life because it's our raw material. Mm. And so sometimes we'll finish a Freestyle Love Supreme show and I'll feel like, my God, tonight's audience knows more about me than my shrink. Mm. And because the stuff that came out from a suggestion or in terms of what we were doing that night, we're all we've got up there. And so I feel like there's not a ton they don't know.
Yeah. What's up? We're Freestyle Love Supreme. That's UTK the INC.
Hey.
Hello. And we're going to do a little song where he's going to take a deep dive on something, but we need that something. What's something you just love watching right now? You have to watch this thing or this person. You're just like, oh, they're the best.
Derek Jeter.
What is it?
Biden.
Joe Biden can't stop watching that guy. Woo, be POTUS. You owe this. Supreme?
Yeah, let's
Freestyle Love Supreme. That's us.
Yeah, I'll do Freestyle Love.
That would be really weird, but you want to try it?
It's not like I don't know you guys.
All right. So let's take Freestyle Love Supreme. Utkarsh has 60 seconds to tell you everything he knows about Freestyle Love Supreme.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
Okay, like 10 or 11 years ago, these four met at Wesleyan University, though I wasn't there, I was at NYU, doing just what I do, spitting rhymes here for you. But then they moved to New York, and then they started going, wouldn't stop. They did a show with the Drama Book Workshop. Yeah, Tommy and Anthony had a production company called Backhouse. What the heck is that about? Anyway, at the same time, Lin was writing In the Heights where he met C-Jack, and C-Jack could flow too, so they decided to go to and do a show or two at this place called Mo Pickin' State. Was spitting rhythm, that's where they met Shockwave, aka Chris Sullivan. He was running and rumbling and struggling at the time as an artist, but he could take it before this. So they got together and enter Arthur. Arthur and Lin went to school together, man. Went to third grade, high school, all of it. Then they met me, I was doing a show of my own. And then they heard that I rapped up on a microphone. And then needed a replacement for doing this shit. And I could rap off the basement so I could spit. And then I joined the group in like 05 or 06. And I've been doing this shit though ever since. My friends, we do the television, we spit ill rhythms. I'm the one and only Indian revenue's engine getting your attention, and I love you guys. Gentlemen, did I mention anything else? I think that's it. Love you.
So if you've already seen Hamilton or you can't get your tickets, be sure to tune in to CISO on June 23rd to watch Freestyle Love Supreme. Music, hip-hop, improv, and more. And Alexander Hamilton might not be the only historical person who makes an appearance.
Let's think about an historical event we've always wanted to know more about, but never had the time to do it. So what is it? What's something that's you really want to know more about? Amelia Earhart, George Washington, and the cherry tree.
I'll take George Washington and that cherry tree.
You will take George Washington and that cherry tree. So this is great. What's going to happen is we're going to put a minute on the clock. Lynn is going to have 1 minute to tell you everything you always wanted to know about George Washington and the cherry tree. Let it go, Lynn.
On my freestyle pulpit, the story of Washington and the cherry tree is bullshit. I'm sorry, it never really happened. I'm sorry that you had to learn that fact in a rap band. But George Washington was known for his honesty. I'm telling you the truth, you have to promise me. This is something you probably didn't really know before. He fucked around and started the French and Indian War. He was a soldier back in 1764. He was doing a treaty with the Native Americans, and they went on a terrorist spree and killed some Frenchmen. He got kidnapped with five other henchmen. Was like, oh, I really should have planned that meeting better. Oh my gosh, I really didn't plan it to the letter. And it happened between the French and the Spanish. And he was like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing my reputation vanish. And when the revolution came around in 1776, he was like, all right, I gotta get this shit fixed. Gotta worry about my reputation. I gotta get my shit right. His teeth were not wooden, they were ivory, all right? Let me fix up another misconception. And so then he was there for reception. But the greatest thing he probably ever did was after two terms as the first president of the United States, he stepped down. He wasn't fucking around. You know how hard it is to step down when you've just been given a brand new country with no rules or precedent? That was an amazing thing. King George was like, oh my God, I can't even compete with that shit.
Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. We'll be back next week with another episode of the CISO C Show. Until then, you can follow us on Twitter at CISO Show. That's SEESO Show. Take care.